AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says a Russian fighter jet flew within 10 feet of a U.S. Navy surveillance aircraft. It's being called an unsafe intercept over the Black Sea. Earlier at Oxford University in Britain, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia's aggressive and coercive actions around the world demonstrate a pattern.
All have demonstrated that Russia has clear ambition to erode the principled international order that has served the United States, our allies and partners, the international community, and in fact, Russia itself so well.
Tonight, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will appear separately in a commander-in-chief forum. In Philadelphia today, Donald Trump said Hillary Clinton used her time as Secretary of State for personal financial gain.
She put her emails on a secret server to cover up her pay-for-play scandals in the State Department. Nothing threatens the integrity of our democracy more than when government officials put their public office up for sale.
In Orlando, Florida, former President Bill Clinton says it's no surprise Trump is using the pay-for-play card on Hillary Clinton.
Her opponent always figures out what he's about to be zapped with and then accuses her of it. It's good. I mean, he's good at that. He's made a lot of money on reality TV.
In the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says talks are going on with Democrats over more funding to fight the Zika virus.
We're in discussions about how to work out some of the differences that we had that led to the Democrats filibustering Zika funding on multiple occasions.
The Coast Guard says it's looking for an American citizen who went overboard from a cruise ship in the Bahamas. A county in North Dakota has issued a warrant for the arrest of Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. She's accused of spray painting construction equipment during a protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. A mixed close on Wall Street, the Dow finished down 12 points. This is AP Radio News. A judge in Cincinnati is promising immunity for anyone who turns in heroin or other drugs following a big jump in overdoses. Thomas Sinan is the police chief in Newtown, Ohio. He wants the governor to declare a state of emergency.
If I was to describe it like a triage situation, we're bleeding profusely and we need a tourniquet. It's not going to take a Band-Aid, and it's not going to take someone telling us to put pressure on the wound and it'll all be better. We need real action, and we need it now.
He spoke to WXIX-TV. Nearly 300 overdoses have been reported in the Cincinnati area since August 19th. Three people were killed when two small airplanes collided in midair at a rural airport in western Georgia. Police in Phoenix say Drake's tour bus was robbed.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
A briefcase containing $3 million worth of jewelry was taken. Drake has been co-headlining his Summer 16 concert tour with fellow rapper Future. No arrests have been made so far. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.